in this country, when I went out on the road, again selling ladies' dresses, I called in a small town in Clinton, Louisiana. There was Mrs. Stewart. There was a general merchandise store that had anything under the sun. When the movie with Paul Newman, Long Run Summer, that was filmed in her store. And I came over there, and they sold everything under the sun. They sold almost everything, feet for the mules, and shoes, and ladies' dresses, and sugar, and fat, and everything. And I walked in over there, and I had only one kind of dresses to sell, $4.75. And the old lady, she was an English lady, very rich, as I understood. She was one of the richest women in this little town, Clinton. And she says to me, "Mister, I only sell his house dresses, which they sells for $2.98. Now, how can I pay you $4.75? That's all I sell, is $2.98. Then I say, "Well, I don't have no $4.298, but you do sell it to the same woman that are buying. They can buy them at $4.75, you sell them for $6.95, and they are going to get wedding, they are going to get married in the dresses." And I talked to her in, and she said, "Okay, I will take a dozen dresses." So I broke in. That's why I made that kind of money. She never bought anything that priced goods. And then she says to me, "Mister, from where are you?" So I say, "I'm from England." I have to laugh because it really looks funny with my accent right now after 50 years. And at that time, there was even worse. What I meant, because I came from England. After the war, I was shipped in England, and I was in England 3 years. In that I learned a little bit English, very little. But she says to me, "Really? I thought the English people speak better English than you." And that was really funny. But I made friends with her, and after I came back, and I saw that she was a good customer for many years to come. For many years to come. But that was really funny. She says to me, "I thought people from England speak better English than you."